flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I will tag in everybody on this. I will not lead the witness, but a, dare I say, heated discussion occurred last night at the Rouillet residence. There was a disagreement over the following, and I want everyone to weigh in. We're all familiar with the dish lasagna. We know the lasagna, yes?
Of course.
Everybody knows it, okay? So there are three types of pieces of lasagna when it comes out of that big sheet pan or the aluminum foil or however it's given to you, okay?
What did you just say?
I'm doing a bit. Aluminum
okay.
foil. They say aluminum in England.
Not
the aluminum
familiar.
Foil. So you can have a piece with two edge sides, aka a corner piece. You can have a piece with only one edge side closest to the wall, to the barrier.
Yeah.
Or a piece with no edge sides. There are three types of lasagna pieces. What is the most desirable piece of the lasagna? Corner piece, single edge piece, or no edge piece?
Corner is the answer. You want that crispy exterior. You get that on an edge piece. But the only thing better than that is getting two crispy exterior pieces. So we're going to go corner number one, edge number two, centered up without edges, from the interior of the dish, slicing into the middle of the lasagna would be third.
Now, it's all good. We're
by
talking.
The way, I feel the same way about brownies. I love my brown. I love edge pieces on the brownies. The only thing better than an edge is a corner. So I would say the same thing about anything cooked in a pan, probably.
Okay.
Mac and cheese for sure. You want that crispy texture.
Mm-hmm.
Lasagna, absolutely. Brownies, but let's keep it with lasagna. The answer is the edge.
Did you have a camera in my residence last night? And are you quoting me?
No, because I'm just correct. So hopefully you were as well.
Mm. Okay, so that's one vote for the corner piece. I want to keep track of this. Darius, I'll turn to you next. Corner piece, single edge piece, or middle piece of lasagna?
Wow, this is fascinating because I'm a lasagna guy, and I've just never thought of it. I just kind of dig in and eat.
You get what you get.
Yeah,
if you're at somebody's house and they're serving.
Respectfully, you should always be thinking about it. It's not like I hope I get an edge piece. It's like I'm going to take an edge piece.
Yeah, that's wow. I think I'm going to go off of what is typically my first instinct when I do dig into a plate of lasagna or a pan of lasagna. It's typically the edge piece,
not the corner.
I typically go for the edge piece first.
Isn't this fascinating?
So, first of all, let me go back. I was just about to say no one would ever answer edge, because if you like the edge, then the corner is more edge.
You get two edges.
So if you like the edge, the thing you like about the edge, you can get more of. So the answer really is either the interior with no edge or the corner, because why on earth would you want one of something if you like it so much? You could have two of it.
They just want a little bit. It's like icing. They want some. I'm telling you, this. I thought everyone, I just assumed the hierarchy. I mean, I'm leading the witness here, but I assumed the hierarchy was, oh, I can't have a corner piece. I guess I'll still have lasagna. Like, I thought it was that far above everything else. And I was shocked.
But what you're saying, Darius, is that's what you normally get which I understand because there are fewer corners, number one.
Sure, yeah.
So you're more likely to get the edge.
Absolutely.
And also, you don't always start cutting in the corner. Like, you might cut down, and you should take, like, top left, like you're reading or whatever, but you might just go to the edge. If I am offering you, I have two plates. You have to keep one and hand one to the other person at the table. And one is a corner, and the other is just an edge. Which one are you keeping?
I'm not going to deny either, but I guess I would take the corner.
So his answer is corner.
So are you changing officially to corner?
Yeah, I'll change the corner.
Two corners.
Yeah.
Ryan Clary, corner, edge, or middle?
It's the middle for me. When it comes to pasta, like, I don't want crispy pasta. I want it soft. I want it mushy. Like, that is what pasta is supposed to be. And if you get those edge pieces, sometimes they're a little too burnt. I don't want it burned. I want it soft. I want it just delectable and how it is and how lasagna is supposed to be.
And how it is.
And how it is.
And how it is.
And pasta is soft. I don't seek out a crusty, like, macaroni and cheese. But I've never done that with pasta.
So if you have a tray of mac and cheese with a little bit of crust mm-hmm. on the edge, you know, a little bit of that crunch, you don't want that texture with your soft, mushy pasta mac and cheese?
No, I want the middle.
Well, we don't see that the same way.
Benjamin the Red, middle, edge, or corner?
Listen, growing up, there's a certain pizza place that I would eat a lot. And the pizza would go in corners. It was square slices.
They don't cut corners.
Sounds a lot like Lido pizza.
They don't cut corners.
Yeah, I was dodging around. I wasn't sure what I can and can't say, I guess, about that. But
is this
that,
place pizza square because they don't cut corners?
That is the motto.
That is the motto.
That is what they say over at Lido. You never cut corners. And that's the motto I've taken into my life. I will never cut corners. And that's why I'm going with the corner.
Team corner.
So when you get a Lido pizza, you go for the corner piece?
Every time. I better be the first one to touch it because that corner piece is mine.
It's running Dean Smith's offense.
The only thing better than a crust is two crusts.
So much crust.
It's so good.
It's
the best.
I could not believe the response I got last night in the household.
Which was?
I was the only person who liked the corner. The only one.
That means you get all four corners.
Well, you're damn right I did. Again, as I said, I ran Dean Smith's offense, and I'll run it again. But astounding. I could not process the fact that there are Ryan Clary's out there. More ways than one. In general, and these center people. There's so many of them. I posted a poll at Funny Danny. They're 30-some percent are like, yeah, give me the piece with no crust at all of my lasagna.
I cannot fathom it.
Can you fathom it?
No. The best part of the dish is the crunchy exterior. Regardless of what the dish is, by the way.
So here are the votes. The two-edge piece, a.k.a. the corner. 46%.
By the way, do you agree with me? No one should say edge. You either like the corner the most, or you like the interior.
I disagree with you there.
Who would like edge over corner?
No, I wouldn't.
Corner is just
More edge.
Edge on crack. It's just edge to the second power.
It's edge ramped up. You and I both agree there. For some people who want some corner, they want some edge. They don't want double edge. I get that. Now, I disagree with it, but I can understand it. It's the no edge. The centerpiece people, I think you're glossing over them. 32% of respondents in this poll favor no crust of any kind.
Need to reevaluate.
Astounding to me. Astounding.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.